Chapter 30. That's the place up ahead, said Rob, pointing at a line of terraced houses. Dave nodded and pulled the BMW over to the side of the road and stopped. Wilshire reached for the door handle.
Mate, you'd be better off staying put, said Rob, twisting around in his seat.
Sally's one of us. I should be there, said Wilshire.
Suit yourself, said Rob. But remember, we were told we could be going into a hot situation.
Rob and Dave got out of the SUV, and Wilshire joined them. He was feeling a lot less confident than when he had been sitting in the back seat. The two men started walking towards the house. Wilshire suddenly realized they weren't armed, and he frowned. Surely the whole point of having the SAS on the case was that they had the guns. MI5 officers were never armed, despite what they showed in films and on TV. When they needed firepower, they relied on the police's specialist firearms officers, or the SAS. He'd expected Rob and Dave to have high-powered carbines at the very least, but the two men were strolling along the pavement as if they didn't have a care in the world. That all changed when the three men emerged from the door of the house that they were walking towards. They were all carrying the sort of weapons Wilshire expected the SAS men to have, large carbines with bulky suppressors on the end of the barrel. The men had their guns across their chests, and they were looking left and right as they stepped out of the doorway. Rob and Dave moved immediately, pulling handguns from out of their jackets. Rob stepped into the road, Dave moved to the left. They were separating, Wilshire realized, putting distance between themselves. It also put him clear in the line of fire. His heart began to pound. As an MI5 officer, he'd done some self-defense training, but no one had ever told him what to do if someone pointed a gun in his direction. Rob and Dave were still moving. Rob was getting behind a Toyota Prius, his gun in both hands. Dave was moving close to the building to his right, his gun arm at right angles with the barrel pointing upwards. All Wilshire could think of doing was to drop down into a crouch to make himself a smaller target. But even as he did that, he realized he was still completely exposed on the pavement. Time seemed to slow to a crawl, even though he could feel his heart pounding so quickly that the beats were practically running together. The first man out of the house was bald, and his face was totally impassive as he raised his gun. The man behind him had a baseball cap pulled low over his eyes. He was pointing his gun towards Rob, but hadn't yet pulled the trigger. The third man was taller with blonde hair. His gun had been pointing at the pavement, but was already swinging up. Wilshire's bowels turned liquid as he realized that the gun was pointing directly at him. He threw himself towards the road, hoping to use a car as cover. As he jumped, bullets raked the pavement behind him, chipping the flagstones. He misjudged his jump and hit the wing of a grey Nissan, knocking the breath out of him. He fell back, his arms flailing for balance. Rob and Dave both fired. They both shot at the man who had fired his gun, and the two rounds both smacked into his chest. He staggered back, but stayed on his feet, and both the SAS men fired again. This time, their target slumped to the ground. Wilshire clambered around the Nissan. There was a second burst of automatic fire, and Dave fell backwards. The bald man had fired, and as Wilshire stared in horror, the man fired again, and Dave's head split apart, blood and brain splattering over the pavement. Rob swung his gun towards the bald man, but the shooter in the baseball cap already had his weapon aimed at Rob, and a burst of automatic fire tore into him. Rob's gun fired three times as he collapsed onto the pavement, but the rounds went wild. Then there was just silence and the acrid stench of cordite, so strong that Wilshire could taste it. His breath was coming in short, ragged gasps as he peered over the car. The bald man was standing on the pavement, looking around. People were looking out of their windows. How many shots had there been? A dozen? Two dozen? Someone would have called the police, surely. But how long before they turned up? 5 minutes? 10? The guy with the baseball cap walked over to Rob, muttered something,
then pointed his gun at the man's chest and pulled the trigger. Wilshire gasped and the man's head swiveled so that he was looking at him. The man said something to the bald guy and then started walking purposefully towards Wilshire. Wilshire stood up and raised his trembling arms in the air. "I'm unarmed," he said.
"We'll fool you,"
said the man, raising the gun. There were two loud pops and the rounds smashed into Wilshire's chest. There was surprisingly little pain, he realized, as his legs collapsed underneath him and everything faded to darkness.